I want my bright red hair back. It wasn't always so. At 8, it was torture. Growing up on a relatively remote bush property, on the dusty black soil plains of northwest New South Wales, where merino sheep and wheat were our livelihood, being different was a curse. Country kids have brown hair, sand hair, even black hair, not red. The bush boys decreed it so. They teased me. They chased me. They stoned me. They called me names. Spitfire was their favourite, closely followed by Carrot Top and Ginger. I just wanted to be Janie. I remember one winter weekend, I was 8. About 5 families had gathered for a barbecue and tennis party at a neighbour's property. For our parents, it was their way of letting loose from the very hard labour of country life. We kids were left alone to our own devices. Little did they know of the bullying and emotional torture that would ensue. The boys led the charge. I can't even remember any girls chanting Spitfire, Spitfire, and throwing sticks as I ran and ran, seeking a place to hide. The meanest and biggest of the boys had other ideas. He cornered me at the bend. There were stones, pebble size, in the water. They gang-pelted me, calling me names. I was terrified. I yelled and ran as fast as a tubby little 8-year-old girl could, ducking sticks and stones. I knew I had to get to the safety of the adults' terrain, the tennis courts. I made safety, but every day after that terrifying ordeal at the creek, I prayed and prayed for any hair colour as long as it wasn't red. But I grew to love and cherish my difference. I realised that my fiery red hair was an asset. It was okay to be different. It was okay to be remembered for bright red hair. Red hair was the choice of winners, not freaks.